Robert Powell is a senior Middle East analyst with the Economist Intelligence Unit. He joins us on the line. Hi, Mr. Powell. How do you assess the unrest in Syria?
Well, effectively, the peaceful revolution has failed, and we are increasingly seeing clashes across the country. The military capability of the opposition or the protesters has been hugely exaggerated by the government, of course, but it appears peaceful protests are not particularly getting anywhere. And yet, on the other hand, the rather brutal actions of the regime are not yielding them any success either. So at the moment, you have something of a stalemate, but the general consensus is that the president himself, particularly Bashar al-Assad, is running out of time.
What if the Assad regime falls? What's next?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. It's actually been repeated, of course, for many of the countries across the region, because there really isn't a particularly viable opposition, even more so in Syria than, say, Egypt or Tunisia. There is no real opposition or alternative that could take power. The plan that's being floated around is that the president steps down and then the vice president would step up and new elections and perhaps talks on a new constitution would commence. It is at least a step forward because in many ways the opposition themselves know that at the present they are not a viable alternative government. I think really the focus of attention right now is on the president and removing him from power.
What if Assad's regime does not fall?
That would actually, at the moment, seem the most likely outcome. There would be a removal of the president. He was always the kinder, gentler face of the regime, but he's probably outlived his usefulness by now. But many of the key players would remain. There might be some political openings. Political parties might be given a greater role. At the moment, the constitution gives preeminence to one party, the Ba'ath Party. And this might be enough to quieten down the situation and at least get Turkey and some of the country's neighbours back on board. And that would be the hope. But, of course, once you've got kind of this germ of unrest, this germ of revolution set within the country, it's actually a very difficult thing to kill off.
What about the role of the military?
Well, it's probable that under a scenario where Bashar al-Assad is removed, he, of course, being the president, under that scenario, it will probably be the military that stepped up, in the case, of, as you imagine, we saw in Egypt as well. Now, in his case, in particular, there would be some complications. There are, of course, some senior family members who have prominent roles within the military, including his brother Maher. But if the military, as it does, values stability above all else, then they will have to make a decisive decision at some stage. And we believe that it will be to remove the president.